Assalamu alaikum friends, kamusta? Welcome to Mike on the Go. This is Aisha, your Emirati Bistak, and you're tuning in to another episode of Mike on the Go. Real talks on the move from the UAE to the world. Yalla, let's go. Today, I want to open up about something mostly sa atua, unconsciously unaware, or even struggle of our identity. Kinsa mangyud ko, kinsa mangyud ka. For those who are been away for some time, do you ever get that feeling excited ka mo uli, pero at the same time, murag nahadlo ka gamay? You miss home, you miss the food, the people, and even the chaos. Imong mga silingan, childhood friends, relatives, mga tambay sa kanto, basta everyone who see and knows you that makes you feel at home, or at least na the feeling of being home ba. But deep inside, you know you've changed. A part of you have changed, and when you go back, it hits you. Home is the same, but you're not. Going home reminds you of everything you missed. The smell of inununan sa balay, the sound of your mama and titas waking you up early in the morning, the smell of fresh air in the province, and it brings back this warmth. But at the same time, it also reminds you of how different you've become. As for me, you all know that I'm Bisaya. I always remember grow up eating butong kalami. Kinilaw, my favorite. Sinugba, ligo sa dagat, and hanging out with friends, family, and relatives. Now, I get to experience my other root, which is my Arab root. Na ay dugong Emirati, I speak Arabic, I say Inshallah, and I am now slowly immersing my roots here in the UAE, trying to fit as a local and cultures I never had in the Philippines, which are very different and all are new to me. Sometimes though, I feel like I'm stuck between two worlds. When I'm in the Philippines, people say, Araba ka no? But here in the UAE, when I speak, people will say, Inti Filipini? Or are you from Philippines? In both questions, I answer the same. I always answer, I am both. I realize I don't have to pick sides. I'm both. I'm in the middle. Not lost, but layered. And that's not weakness, it's a blessing. Alhamdulillah for this beautiful mix that makes me unique and makes me who I am. That feeling I've realized is something a lot of us share. Not exactly the same situation I have, but the feeling of being layered that tries to fit on every phases of life we will be facing. Especially those who live abroad or work abroad, grew up different and between cultures, or came back to a place that doesn't quite feel like home anymore. Sometimes you want to belong, but you feel like you don't fully fit anywhere. But not because something's wrong with you, but because you've become layered. So what is layered? Let's talk about that for a moment. Being layered means you carry different versions of yourself. For me, maybe I'm Bisaya, but I'm speaking Arabic too. Maybe I used to pray rosary, now I say Alhamdulillah, I read the Quran. Maybe you act differently on which place you are in now, in Dubai or in US, Canada, Europe, than what you are in the, back in the Philippines. And that's not fake. That's being human in motion. And that's growth. I talked to someone recently who said, I feel like I don't belong anywhere. And I told her, maybe that's because you now belong everywhere. You carry pieces of each place, each version of yourself. So today, I just want to remind you, you're not confused, you're layered, you're not lost, you're rich actually. You don't have to choose one identity over another. You are allowed to be complex, to speak English and Bisaya in one breath, or Tagalog, to be Filipino in heart and Muslim in soul, to change and still be you. That's so powerful. And I know there are many of you out there feeling the same. Those living between homes and hearts. It's okay to feel lost sometimes. It's okay to ask, who am I? Because identity isn't about fitting in. It's about owning your story and embracing all your layers. Today, Arabic word is hikmah, which means wisdom. In life, especially when we're figuring out who we are, we need hikmah, wisdom. The wisdom to accept ourselves fully, even with all our complexities and contradictions. When you feel confused about where you belong, with hikmah, we learn to love every part of our journey. So, okay ra na, padayon. If you're feeling the same, stuck in between cultures or language, know that you're not alone. Your story is valid, always valid. Your layers are beautiful. Tag your kabayan or kaligi friend who needs to hear this. Follow me on my socials at Emirati Bistat on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. And follow this podcast, Mike on the Go, for more episodes to share. This is just the beginning of owning our stories together. Till next time, this is Aisha, your Emirati Bistak, Mike on the Go. Inshallah, magkita ratapuhon, maasalam. That means, go with peace. Amping.